Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. It's Robert.
Good morning, Robert. All right. Sponsors today, Texan Roofing, the CCA Star Tournament, the Belleville Meat Market, Boyd's One Stop, the Hunter's Extravaganza Show, and McLean Trailers. All right, weather. 85 down in Galveston right now currently. Feels like 94. And looks like today they're throwing about a 15-20% chance of showers in, mixed clouds and sun. You know, stray shower, thunderstorm could be possible. High of 89. Well, those winds will be out of the east this morning at 10 to 15. Everything across the board right now is due south, but they're calling for east 10 to 15 tonight. Few scattered clouds, 39%, 40% chance of rain, and low of 83. South-southeast winds 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, about a 40% chance again, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. High of 89, south-southeast, 10 to 15, and a rain chance hanging in there at about 40%. And looking at tides, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're on a four-tide schedule. We're sitting on a low right now, on 0.4. We've got a high coming up at 9:36 a.m. It's a 1.1, and then a low at 4:38 p.m., an 0.5, and then a high tonight at 10:15 p.m. It's an 0.9. 6:38 a.m. is sunrise, 8:13 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 76%. We're coming off that full moon. We're on the backside of it. And currently, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have a south-southeast wind at 4 to 9. Air temperature 85, water temp 86. And at Eagle Point, it's 83 degrees with 88-degree water. West-northwest winds at 2 to 3. And then Morgan's Point, it's 85 degrees with 87-degree water. Southwest winds at 3 to 6 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is just under 30 inches at 29.98. So that'll do it. It's your weather and tides and sponsors for today's show. Let's go over to Sabine Lake now, and let's get hooked up. We hadn't talked to him in a while. He's been running around. Captain Bill Watkins. Bill, what's up?
Oh, man, still on vacation in Colorado.
Are you still on the road?
Oh, yeah, shoot, man. Up here in the high country.
High country.
Is it cooler? Yeah, I was looking at some rainbow trout the other day, but they just weren't big enough to interest me.
Yeah, wow.
I could see them. It was pretty easy to figure out where they'd be in that creek coming out the tail of a lake. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, look at there. They would come in every once in a while in twos and threes and patrol that flat. It was right. About 4 foot deep. You'd watch them come in out of that deep water and patrol. They'd eat these little moths that were hatched out. They'd get them a moth or two, and then pretty soon they'd ease back off that deep water. So it was, and nobody was fishing there. It was people fishing all over that lake, and nobody fishing where the fish were. I thought that was typical.
Well, nothing changes. We see that a lot here, too.
And I didn't have a rod and reel. Wasn't that worried about it anyway.
Right.
You know? But it was interesting to watch those fish, you know, see how they do, how they feed. 90% of it's all about observation anyway. Just pay attention to what's going on around you and watch what's happening. And you'll figure out pretty soon how those fish move. A game fish is a game fish. They all do the same things.
Pretty much.
Fresh water, salt water, whatever. But you have to factor in tides when you're fishing down where we do.
Yeah,
they
you
can,
do.
They can pick up their hat and leave whenever they want to. They can move, pull them out of the area. But anyway, when I quit fishing last week, they were still doing what they were doing. You know, the fish hadn't left, but the water was salting up, and they were moving a little bit further north, day by day. Yeah. I'll start to pick up fish, you know, mile or two or three. And they weren't thick yet, but there were some nice-sized trout, good Texas-sized trout, anywhere from 16 to 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to watch them move. Been expecting it. Check the spots. Check them. They're not there. And then the next day, they are there. So you can kind of tell when you're fishing, you know, several days in a row, you can tell what they're doing, tell how they're moving. And they were definitely getting a little more salt water. That's caused them to want to go back north again. So, yeah, it's all. And we actually had a pretty good topwater today, a couple of days.
Yeah.
They were starting to buzz the surface. But on, you know, that would be early in the morning. Up in the morning, it would be, you know, quarter ounce jig head, soft plastic. And start catching fish down as deep as 14 feet. That's always a pattern this time of year. It's hot. I'm sure it's even hotter now, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's pretty warm. It's about 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It's real nice to be inside.
Believe it or not, it's running about 90 up here. At 7,000-8,000 feet, it's still 90 degrees during the day.
I mean, you in the Rocky Mountains or what?
Yeah, I'm in Salida, Colorado.
Isn't that any John Denver music, Little Rocky Mountain High up there?
Yeah.
Up in the clouds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful up here, it really is. But it is pretty dry.
Yeah.
They've had some rain, but, I mean, North Texas, there was lots of water up there. They've been getting rain regularly. But once we crossed over into New Mexico, it kind of dried up.
Well, I tell you, if we could bottle up all the water we've let rip out through all of our rivers and tributaries, we could supply the world.
I'm telling you.
There's got to be a way to save that fresh water.
It just seems like there would be.
I mean, you got to let some of it run, you know, for the ecosystem and everything. But, man, there's got to be a way to harness that.
Hey, you think they could put in some big pump stations and some giant pipes.
Yeah, pipelines, man. You could pump it all over the country.
I mean, we have an overabundance of water, and it's been that way for years now.
Mm-hmm. 7 years running for us.
We finally get a dry year, well, they could just turn the spout off.
I'm praying for one. I'd sure like to see a normal dry year. Salinity levels back up to normal.
I would as well. I surely would.
And it would really help in the rebounding of our creel, you know. More fish. It sure would help.
Yeah, those old trout, they can sure they can put out the eggs.
They're producers, man. But you got to let them spawn. You know, got to let them squirt them. Them eggs don't hatch too good at the bottom of a cleaning table in the water. Crabs like them. Menace and shad, everything eats them up. But, yeah, they do better if they get to swim.
Yeah, I agree. Rod and reel pressure is definitely part of the equation.
Mother Nature's just been, she's been horrible, you know, to us up on this upper coast. You know, this is 7 years running. We've had way more fresh water than, well, I've been around a while, and I had never seen a consistent pattern like this with this much fresh water.
No.
For a long time. No. We're prevailing. We're hanging on.
Oh, yeah. We've still got fish. I don't know how, but we do.
And well, they're just so prolific.
Yeah, if they weren't so prolific, we wouldn't have any.
No, we wouldn't be.
But I think in view of the circumstances we've had to deal with, freeze and all of that, Texas has done the best they can to protect the trout.
Yeah,
and I have some questions about their flounder policies, but that's a whole nother deal.
Yeah, that's another new can of worms. I wonder what they're going to do this September 1st if they're going to go to those regulations that they got away from because of COVID.
Yeah.
2020. Remember, they didn't make the changes because of COVID. And that, well, they didn't even do any gill net studies in 2020 due to COVID.
Yeah, that's they're out there working on some main lake. They've been out there quite a bit.
Yeah, this year. Yeah.
Yep, this year they've been busy. I see them out there all the time. They've got.
I never saw them up my way this year, in the spring.
Really?
I may have missed them, but usually I don't. But I didn't see them, and some other friends of mine that live there on T Bay never saw them either. Or they normally run their nets every spring.
Well, we had quite a few flounder come in from the Gulf this year. It was really good. There was flounder all over the place on the south half of the system.
Right.
And some nice ones, too, but they got wiped out. I mean, there was so much fishing pressure for them.
Yeah.
It cleaned them out. And what they didn't catch, I'm sure, went back off out in deep water, but when they were on the shorelines with all that flood water, it was just it was a massacre is what it was.
I know Mike Jeffcoat has never seen flounder like they've been catching this summer in Venice. He said it's like a fall run over there, the way they've been catching them, and good ones too. Doormats. Yeah. Really nice ones. Yeah.
May was exceptional here.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, one of the best Mays I've ever seen. And but literally, they were just catching them and catching them and catching them and swept the shorelines. So,
well, I know, you know, we had a pretty remarkable fall run, and way better than it was anticipated by the dreadful, you know, talk from the CCA how few a flounder we did have. But man, all the flounder enthusiasts I know, it was just like, it was easy pickings and nice ones. Well, man, there was a big flounder caught this year.
We didn't have a fall run to speak of at all because they had a dredge down there in the channel.
I remember you telling me that messed everything up.
Yeah, they dredged a big new pool for the Chenier Basin. They were adding, you know, they're still working on it right now.
Yeah, you got a lot of work going on over there. Hey, let me get this break in. Bill, do you have time to hang with me?
Yeah, sure.
We'll talk some more about, you know, what's going on over there. I'll be right back with you. Well, you know, folks, Texan Roofing, they're the people I trust. Texan Roofing covers Houston and surrounding areas, and Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do both residential and commercial. And I know Tim and all the guys there, they're great people to work with. They're outdoorsmen like we are. So if you need some work done around, give them a call. Have them come out and check out your roof. Texan Roofing has the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating with no complaints ever. They're certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available and, most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty. Their honest roof inspections, they treat their customers like family with A-plus installers and A-plus management. These are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600. That's 281-391-9600 or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing. Experience you can trust.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
I'm looking for the air freshener, James. It's up there, Steve.
That wasn't me.
Hey, don't waste time. He's spraying my Biotene dry mouth moisturizing spray.
I thought that was hand spray.
No.
Oh, how much of that hand sanitizer are you going to put on today?
It's fun.
He's spraying my Biotene on his hands.
What's Biotene?
What is spraying?
Well, it's
there.
A dry mouth moisturizing spray.
Big Lake to Matagorda. And some places in between. Fayette County, Buchanan, and Big Sam, Tulipin, Lake Livingston, and Conroe. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Like if I don't have, I run out of coffee and I have to keep talking and talking, I can give her a little shot down the pipe.
What is that, glass cleaner?
No, that's hand cleaner too.
We'll see.
Boy, but I don't like this. I bought that at a convenience store, and it smells good when you first put it on, but boy, it's like dead bait on the bottom after it dries, man. It's not
good. I thought he was trying to find some air freshener because of something happened over there.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 419 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to the Rocky Mountains and talk a little more with Bill Watkins. All right, Bill, we're back, man.
Hey. All right, that's a good deal. Well, I'm liking this high country, but I'm kind of ready to be back home now.
Ready for a little salt air and heat and speckled trout, you know, redfish. Flounder.
How's your saltwater situation over there?
Well, it's I checked it out this week, and it's there's a little bit of color coming back in the water up my way, and it's just going to take time. They finally dropped the dam. I think this morning it was around 3,500, and you know, it doesn't take long to mess it up, but it takes a while for it to come back. But that's the lowest discharge we've had in months, man. So it's welcome, and we'll make do with it. Hopefully it'll salvage some kind of decent fall fishing up my way. I didn't say fantastic or great. I said decent, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, that it's your area over there is a tourist area, and it gets fished real heavy. And it's so much population density over there. And, you know, but we have such a small system that we have a lot of density too. It's not a big fishery like it is at Galveston. So, and we're all kind of packed in against each other right now.
Sure.
It'll be nice when it spreads out a little bit.
Well, that's what we're hoping for here. It's been pretty much the same scenario here. You know, majority of fishermen are in about 30 square miles of the water column, and when you got 600 miles of it, that's stacking them in pretty good. You know, the beachfront this week with that wind down, it's really it shined beautifully. Birds working the surf everywhere. One of the best shrimp runs I've heard of and seen in years. I mean,
that's,
they are nuking
that's what I'm
the
hearing
big,
about our area.
Big yeah. Shrimp on the beachfront, big time, man.
That's what we're hearing. Same
so
thing
if anybody
over here.
Want some fresh shrimp? Now's the time to get them. Put them up. Make hay while the sun shines. Go down and get you 100 pounds and head them and put them up. They are beautiful.
I believe a fella could take a cast net right now. And
oh, you can?
Kind of go down there. But what's the regulations on how many you can keep in Texas?
Man, that's That's a good question. I was trying to figure that out yesterday. I think as long as you have a recreational license, you can use like a cast net or a small seine, something like that. But, you know, the dragon net, you got to have a tag, and, you know, it's got to be 20 feet or less from door to door and different mesh size. Now, come August 15th, that's when the fall season starts, you know, in the bay. But right now it's the Gulf Zone that opened up July 15th. And, man, those shrimp boats are right off the beachfront. They're in there. I saw it once like that when I was a kid. And at nighttime we'd go floundering in the surf. And it was this time of year, you know, when the Gulf season was open. Man, those big, huge shrimp, all you saw was those eyeballs in that clear water. And it was just amazing how many shrimp were right out, you know, in that first gut.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating stuff. And some of them be 12 inches long.
Oh, and crabs. Oh, my goodness. You'd see the crabs. The crabs would be big then, too. You know, back then they were, you know, from tip to tip, they were 8 inches to 12 inches across. And just, you know, we wouldn't even gig any unless they were, you know, the big males. And, boy, I remember those days. That was just, I forget what year that was. I was in school, so it was a long time ago. But, man, it was just, the surf was hopping full of crabs and flounder and trout, redfish, and lots of shrimp, millions of them.
It was, that was an amazing place to be when the fish were in there. Just absolutely incredible. Two hands to get a hold of those shrimp. They were so big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, control them things, man. They pop you and stick you with that big old horn.
Oh, yeah, and then that tail horn, too, when they flick it into your hand when you're holding them, those big hoppers. I did hear that, you know, shrimping kind of fell off in the bay, you know, for the bait people. It was live bait was real hard to find the last couple of days, you know, for the people that like to use popping corks.
Yeah, that's, I'm sorry to hear that, Farrell. The hop-o-matics catch fish.
Yeah, they do. They sure do.
Standing around at 3:30 in the morning trying to be the first in line to get the last little bait is not my gig.
No.
I've got a boat full of lures, and that's all I need. I just soon eat those shrimp myself, not feed them to the fish.
You know, and some of the better catches I'm seeing in the surf are coming in the afternoons and the evenings.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Well, I mean, we used to fish rollover paths and up and down that beachfront, Bolivar. A lot of evenings we'd catch those big trout.
Oh, yeah.
On the falling tide.
And big old sows. Right in the mouth of that thing on each edge of it.
Yeah, even after all these years, my biggest trout still came from rollover bass right in the mouth of it.
You and a lot of people.
Yep.
A lot of old timers. That's where they caught their personal best, was near rollover there in the surf. Yeah. And some of them in the pass itself. You know, we get lucky and catch a big old whaley gator trout. Jargo is what my mom called them, big old Jargo trout. And I have no idea what Jargo meant. I was just heard lingo from growing up in Dallas up there. I don't know.
Fishing meant something Lake Dallas. To her, that's for sure.
Yeah, all I knew when she said Jargo, it was big. And it referred to a big trout, so that's get the net. Just get the net. I got old Jargo on.
My personal best was a 9.0. I weighed it on a certified scale, and the guy standing right by me caught a 10-pounder. And there was bigger than that out there that day. There was some big trout. I mean, they were breaking lines out there.
Yeah.
Something to see. And caught those fish on a yellow bucktail jig.
I remember that yellow bucktail, that horse-haired yellow bucktail on a gold spoon was, that was a big trout killer in the surf back in the day down by the pass, you know, San Luis Pass. and even in the bay behind it. And then a lot of times when that old surf would get real air clear where you could read the newspaper on the bottom, it'd stay like that for 3 or 4 days. Then a silver spoon early in the morning with a red bucktail was a killer.
Yes. Red is good, too.
Yeah, red and yellow kill a fella.
Yeah, that, the watercolor we've had all this year, you need to have a yellow tip on the tail.
Yeah, yellow or white. You know, yellow, that white tip on that purple Little John is still killer for me.
It still works.
Still works.
I think that's
pulling a good bite.
That's just one of those things that that don't change with time.
You can pick it up, more, throw it more we get it. Towards fall, you know, up my way, the what are the one I call a lemon drop? That's the chartreuse ice in that Little John. That'll start to pay off big. That's another good bait.
Yeah, we had enough clarity the other day that we caught some on that lemon drop. And on our falling tide, the falling tide cleared up where you could see down a couple of feet. Mm-hmm. And, man, they were eating that thing up. I'm thinking, okay, here we go. We're getting ready to change up now. Starting to catch them on those clear baits.
Right. What's that one you like so well at the opening night? Is that one you use a lot?
Yeah. Opening night is good.
There's another one. I can't even remember the name of it. You use quite a bit, especially early in the morning starting out.
They've got white ice.
White ice, that's it.
White ice. That's one of the better ones. When you got any kind of water clarity at all, you got the white, and then you got the clear back with sparkles in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good color. And it's been the darker baits with the yellow tail,
right?
Most of the summer so far.
I'm hearing that from a lot of people. Same thing, same pattern you're on. You know that.
And
going back to that clear glitter, you know that. That was such a, in the Corky, when I'd fish over there in the late fall and winter months and early spring, that clear Corky with a glitter with a chartreuse tail over at Sabine and Trinity Bay, both of those were just killers. I don't know why, but they were just, I mean, if there was a big trout in on the flat you're waiting on, he was going to suck that bait down. It was going to happen.
That's right.
You were going to get bit.
Yep, you can't beat it.
Nope. Show can't. Well, it sure can't beat where you're at up there. And Johnny, when are you going to come back off vacation, Bill?
Oh, I'll be heading home any day now. Just kind of.
Well, I'll call ahead of time, warn all the trout over there to hibernate, hole up, because Bill's coming home.
Oh, there's a bunch of them waiting for me, I know.
Yeah, you got some pet schools. I know you. All right, buddy. Well, hey, Bill, enjoy it with your family, and glad you're having a good time. Much deserved. You've been working hard all year. So if somebody wants to call you and get you back in the swing of things, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
409-673-9211.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, good talking to you, and y'all have fun, and get on back in town. These trout are missing you, man.
All right, brother.
Okay, Bill. See you, buddy. All right, that's Bill Watkins. All right, well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the 32nd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament that's currently going on. That started Memorial Day. It'll run through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. They've been doing fine with this catch-and-release format this year, preserving our resource, especially after that February freeze event. But what they did, they stocked 180 tagged redfish in Texas inshore waters. Normally they stock 60, but this year, 180. That triples your chances of winning great prizes from the Star. Go to startournament.org. That'll give you all your info for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Big Red Snapper Division's back. Heaviest Red Snapper will win you a Polaris Ranger Crew 570 EFI with a Big Tex trailer to pull it on. Just sign up at startournament.org or call 713-626-4222. and other great sponsors with the Star, Mercury Marine, Shiner Bock, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptic, and Coastline Trailers, just to name a few. StarTournament.org. Sign up today. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 437 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head up to Lake Conroe and let's check in with the fish dude. Richard, good morning. What's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. Just out doing some exploring this morning.
Exploring. How
sure,
about
I'm
that?
Trying to find, I'm trying to find some bigger catfish. I'm doing all right, though. Man, we are hauling them things out right now. But these sunguns are trying to spawn. You got a couple of things going on. They're trying to spawn, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got the lake turning over, too. So, and then, so lake turning over, oxygen depletion. Wherever it's happening, it's gone, right? So they'll start dying on the hook if you got, like people throwing jug lines. If you get them too deep, you're going to kill all your fish. If you get them too shallow, everybody else is going to find them and run them.
Them and run them? Nobody would do that, would they?
You're right. You're on Lake Conroe over here, brother. I'll tell you what, sometimes it's hilarious. I mean,
you're fishing on Lake Conroe and a noodle comes swimming by and you just happen to reach out there and grab it? Is that your catfish or are you actually stealing that from somebody?
You're stealing it.
That's right. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, you're stealing it. But now, granted, I'm not. I don't take them off the hook. But if I see a big one pulling on one of them, I got to look at him. So I'll pull them up, and I'll
take a gander and turn him back loose. Yeah.
Well, I just drop it back in the water and let it do its thing, But it's like one example. I was down in Atkins Creek down there. It's been several years ago, and I was out there hybrid fishing, and we was out kind of in the middle of the creek, running these ridges and stuff along there, and I see this dang old gallon jug. I mean, it's a Clorox jug, right?
Right.
So, and it's going under so often. I said, dang, that's a good one. Because it's kind of like watching Jaws, They're using 55-gallon drums. When you see a gallon jug go under, I guarantee it takes a pretty good fish to pull a gallon jug under for a little bit. But anyway, that song, he finally swam up there close, and I pulled him up. And it's about a 30-pound blue, and I said, dang, that's a good one. And I dropped him back off, and he took off swimming again, And the next day I come back in there, and he was still swimming around. And then I came back in there the next day, and he was still swimming around. I said, dang, somebody done lost that fish. And I told myself, if he's in here tomorrow, I'm going to cut him loose, because I ain't no sense in letting him run around there with that jug in his mouth. And next day I come back, he was gone. So I guess somebody else got him or whatever, but if I see them like that, I'll cut them loose, because they, three or four days swimming around. No, you're not checking your lines like you're supposed to, because you gotta have basically gear tag. You write down your name, address, all that, date it's put in the water. And I think it's got to be, I'm not 100% sure on the rules on that, 24 hours, something like that. They got to be checked every 24 hours and change the date. So. That's some of the things. And then, did we talk about the new rules happening on these different lakes? I don't remember if we did on these.
Yeah, we have. The best thing to do is go to TPNW's website and read it firsthand for the body of water you're fishing to know how the catfish limits have changed. Size and numbers and all that.
Because it's all. I mean, it's all different.
It is.
Now, granted,
different lakes.
Granted. Yeah, I mean, a good example would be Conroe. I'm pretty confident the new rule says 5 over 18, 1 over 30. Okay, anything else you can keep up to 25. Livingston, I think it says 5 over 30.
Yeah, 5 over 30, I believe, for Livingston, and they've got a different limit too, a numbers limit. What is theirs? 50?
It's 50. 50 numbers limit. See, that's the thing. But Livingston's always been 50. I mean, that's the thing people don't realize. Livingston has always been 50 fish limit forever. And Conroe's 25. And just like on largemouth bass, for example, largemouth on Lake Conroe or 16-inch length. Now, I didn't even check it to see if they were changing that. But it's 16-inch minimum length on Lake Conroe, whereas you go to Lake Livingston, it's 14.
Right.
So, you know, you go to Sam Rayburn, it's 14. And then on the spotted bass, I think you can keep a 12-inch spotted bass. So
right.
That's, you know, that's. So you got every one of them is different, you know. So you just got to kind of keep up with whatever lake you're on and stuff, you know, because it's that's how they're managing the populations, you know. And that's,
exactly.
That's the thing, and that's good. You're keeping the brood stock, you know, stuff that out there spawning and growing and continuing to grow and trying to manage the whole dang thing. And that's, I mean, I can tell you right now, Conroe's full of them. Full of them. That's why I'm out here looking around. Like I said, they're trying to spawn right now. So what I'm doing is up here on kind of between Stollway and 1375, which is up here around New Waverly, there's a big giant flat area out here, right? And there's, you've got a main channel, and then there's just this big flat. It's kind of like a sandy flat and stumpy
right.
flat and stuff like that. But along in this flat, there's these little drains and ditches and stuff like that that make these little pockets just off of the main river channel.
Right.
So I'm kind of exploring these little pockets out here this morning.
Little veins and grooves on the bottom, little
yes.
drop-offs and ledges and stuff. Heck yeah, man.
And them sunguns are pulling out of the river channel. Exactly. They're pulling out of the river channel, moving up into those creeks, and I'm trying to catch them as they're moving in and out.
Right.
Creek back into the river. So that's what I'm doing this morning, you know, like I say, it's nice and cool. But I guarantee you, it is slick, good night. There is not a speck of wind.
Yeah, it's calm. So, and, you know, yesterday morning, we had that big storm come through night before last out my way. And what a light show. I think Mont Belvieu had like 374 lightning strikes in like 10 minutes. On my phone, app on
that,
there.
Yeah, that was cheesy.
And yesterday morning, it felt like fall in there. You know,
it
was real cool.
Right.
You know, the storm cooled the surface down. It was pretty cool. It was nice. Very nice.
It was. I'll tell you what, running across the lake yesterday morning, I thought, man, I need a jacket. I mean, it felt good. That air conditioner was working real good. Then about 9 o'clock, it reminded you it's summertime.
Yep, here it goes. Everybody's sweating. We're burning up already. No wind.
Oh
boy.
Oh my gosh. It's horrible when that wind dies. I mean, you can't even hardly breathe. It just gets so thick. After a little bit, we got to crank up and move. Good night.
Yeah.
If it don't want to blow, we got to make it blow. I mean, it gets bad. You can't stand it out here when it gets slick like this. I mean, the lake actually looks like a mirror right there. Right now, I'm watching these lights on these cell phone towers flashing and blinking in the water. I mean, it's just crazy. It's
That's
just
calm.
Like a big streak. Yeah, it's calm. I mean, you can see every cloud in the sky. You see the stars. I mean, they're just flat calm out here. I mean, amazing. But it's hot too. I mean, already. So I didn't even check the temperature when I got out of the truck, but it's got to be at least about 76, 78. So. But that's all right, these knuckleheads. I'm going to find them. Like I said, I done got them hemmed up where they're working up on these flats like this. And I know there's some flats down there on the south end doing the same thing. It's just I found a little spot up here a couple of years ago, probably about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I keep coming back and checking because some of them, every once in a while, some big old giants will show up in here. You know, them anywhere from 30 to 60 pounders, they'll show up. And
creature week. You bet, man.
I guarantee you. You hook up on one of them rascals with some of these light rods that I'm using, I guarantee you. It's on like Donkey Kong. I guarantee you. They pull like a freight train, too. You know, they'll get on there, and when you set the hook on them big old fish like that, you set the hook because you think, man, it's a little one. You'll jerk, and all of a sudden that rod will try to jerk out of your hand just from you
right.
setting the hook. And then when you say, hey, you almost got it, you get a good grip on it and hold on, then he just kind of sits there. And then he'll start kind of gradually pulling.
That's when you know it's a big one.
Yes, sir.
They don't even know they're hooked yet.
Uh-uh.
I just feel a little restriction going, what's the deal here? Let me move around and see what's wrong.
Yeah, let me, let me drag you around here a little
bit.
Well,
a lot of them big old drum are here on the coast, and them big reds, man, they takes them a while before they figure out they're hooked.
Isn't that amazing, too?
Yeah.
I mean, you think, man, I done jerked his dang head off. And,
once they figure it out, it's on.
It's on.
All right, Richard. I got to run, buddy. We're out of time. If somebody wants to call you and come up to Conroe and cat up, it's cat time.
Yeah, it is.
Give them a number, buddy.
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Suits Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishsuittx.com or just check out the webpage, fishsuittx.com.
Boo-boo kitty gad service right now, buddy.
There you go.
All right. Richard, have a good day, man. Good talking to you. See you, buddy.
All right.
All right, that's Richard Totch up on Lake Conroe. Now let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with old Captain Charlie Paradoski. Charlie P., what's up?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Good. How you doing, bud?
I'm fine. Headed down to the marina.
I know you are.
I haven't fished the past several days. I took some days off. I've got waders for the next 4 or 5 days, so gonna get with it.
They're gonna stomp you back in shape, buddy.
Yeah, need to get rid of this gut.
Yeah, you got to get rid of Rebecca before that happens.
Yeah, well, that's kind of hard.
She's tough on a man.
Yes, she is. Now all the reports is, you know, the surf over here like everywhere.
I've been thinking about you all week, man. I said, boy, Charlie's got to be in that surf pouring the coals to him, man.
No.
You were off. That's all right.
Yep. Got to take some time off. Gets too hot around here, man.
Well, I'll tell you, about 1:30, 2 o'clock, everybody's looking for some AC. It's time to hole up.
Yeah. Man, last week was just a tough week with that wind. We were all – couldn't get nobody to wade, and you had to drift, and it was tough. It was a tough bike.
Right.
You know, I'm just not used to disappointing people like that. It was just – It was tough. That's all I can tell you. But everybody that's in that surf, I'm hearing that, just like you were talking about earlier, those jumbo shrimp are jumping out of the water all over that first gut.
Isn't that something?
Shrimp boats. Yeah, shrimp boats are right out there in front of them.
Hey, remember when you used to get like that in the bay when we had hundreds and hundreds of shrimp boats, you know, dragging the bays? And man, you'd be wading the shoreline, and those shrimp boats, you know, be out there about a quarter mile past you, and it's like they were shoving every trout in the world in there on top of you.
Yeah.
Just, all the great catches you always remember back, and the whole time you're wading, you're looking out in front of you out into the bay, and it's just solid shrimp boats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of funny how that was back then. And
yeah,
now,
it is.
Now, not that many.
Not
that many people shrimping.
Dying breed, man. There's just not a lot of shrimp boats.
Yeah. Things have changed. But no, you're right. Yeah. It's a good time to be buying some shrimp and stocking up your freezer. I did that last week. And they're pretty plentiful right now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I'm hearing, a lot of friends of mine are getting them from just, you know, not – just small-time type shrimpers, you know, that don't do it year-round, but they're making the most of it right now, and you can get those big. And I'm hearing they're not even U10s. They're actually under 9s. Most of them are 6-8 counts.
And yeah,
they're getting them
for
like $6 a pound, and they're buying 100 pounds at a time and putting them up.
Yeah, I got some for $5 a pound right off the boat the other day.
Boy, that's a good deal there, buddy.
Yep. Yeah, so everything's the same over here, Mickey. I think you can go just about anywhere you want right now and catch some fish.
Now that's good.
It's on.
And the weather just has so much to do with everything, you know.
Oh, man, we've had horrendous weather all year long.
We have.
Never have seen anything like it. Just horrendous. But we knew sooner or later it'd settle out.
Well, we know that surf's full of fish.
Yeah, it is.
I wish they'd all come to the bays.
Well, they will. A lot of them will. But
when do you think they usually make that push in down your way? When they'll come in, like you're talking about?
September.
September.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I won't really, you just can't tell what's in East Bay. I mean, you can go out there one damn day and they're everywhere, and then you can go and you can struggle. There seems to be more fish on the west end of the bay than the east end of the bay.
Right.
The water and everything's better on the east end, and then I hear stories, you know, people are stumbling across some wade fishing on the shoreline, but they're not making the big catches out there in the middle.
Well, you'd think that east end would have more fish just due to, you know, Mitchell's down on that end where
right.
You've got some water coming in from the Gulf and fish to come with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, immediately after the freeze, that's where all the fish were coming through Mitchell's Cut. And, you know, I guess a lot of those fish, when it got cold, went out into the Gulf and they started coming back. But
you know, I think they did, too. You know, especially here, because, you know, we had an okay spring. It started out, it was just okay, you know, kind of average-like. And the fish were smaller than average, but we had fish. And then we got all the fresh water. But, man, those fish started pouring in through the, you know, especially San Luis Pass. They came later at the jetties this year, but you could tell it was like a lot of our fish are, you know, that winter here kind of ended up in the Gulf after that freeze. And we saw that in 83 and 89 when the surf filled up with those cold spells. You know, the fish that
right.
made it went into the Gulf. And
yeah,
hopefully all of them come home this winter. Come home back
yeah.
home. We want you.
I hope so. It's certainly been a different year. We'll see. We'll know.
Look, the surf has just been so rolled up and churned up all year, and now that it's getting right and that water's getting better, I mean, look at the catches. Man, I'm hearing some really nice, seeing them and hearing about a lot of nice, good catches in the surf.
Good fish, too.
Heck,
good, solid
yeah.
fish. Yep. And a lot of redfish in the surf, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of red showing up in the surf also. I mean, if I was a trout, that's where I'd be, sucking down those big 6-count shrimp, buddy.
Yep. A lot of sharks in the surf, too.
Yeah, well, wherever the life is at is where the sharks are going to be. When you got trout and you got bait and all of the, you know, all those fish, sharks are going to be with them. Porpoise, yeah. too. Dolphins.
See, that wind is supposed to start coming up, isn't it?
Well, they're saying it's kind of east-southeast today, about 10 to 15.
Yeah.
But it's not up right now.
No, it's dead calm down here.
Yeah.
Dead calm. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go to the surf or go back west today. I got some rookie wade fishermen. They're all bass fishermen.
But, they'll do just fine.
Yes,
Keep
they
sharks
will.
Sharks off of them. Bass fishermen.
Yep.
Make some of the best customers for what we like to do, throwing lures. They really do.
I know that. That's
all
a
right,
fact.
All right, Charlie. Well, good luck to you today, and wish you the best. Hope to catch them up. If somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and cut a wade with you or pop a drift, how they get a hold of you, man?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right. Well, you take care, Charlie. Have a good day. I'll check in with you Saturday. Be safe, my friend.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Later. All right. That's Captain Charlie P. down in Matagorda. It's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.